When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And if you want to get in touch with me, you're going to have to call your people, call my people, because I am now a TikTok star. I'm definitely just kidding, but I am gonna say we need to talk about TikTok. What have I been sleeping on? Are you guys sleeping on this as well? Because I might sound dramatic, but I feel like TikTok is gonna be a huge game changer for me. And I feel like it could be a huge game changer for anybody. Like, I actually see this as a potential boost in my career. And possibly becoming another stream of income and possibly becoming a proper place to network with people that you never know. You might meet new people that you can partner with or anything of the sort. You know that networking is so important to me. I mean, I am obsessed with TikTok right now and we got to talk about it. So back in 2019, pre-pandemic, I feel is when the OGs were on TikTok, but all of us, we didn't know anything about TikTok. Quite frankly, I never even had heard of it at that point. I actually was emailed to my influencer email, like with my, from my Instagram, from somebody who works for PR at TikTok. You know, it was like a corporate email offering to pay me $100 per video to post on TikTok. Like, I could post about anything I want and they would pay me $100 for every video I post. I did not have the app downloaded. I didn't know anything about the app. And quite frankly, I've gotten a lot of emails like that of people asking me to download their app and use their app, and they will pay me to use their app. I did it once before with this like fashion closet app thing. They paid me $50 just to make a video on their app. And I was honestly like, you know what? This is just silly. Like, it's not worth my time. So when that came around for TikTok, again, I was completely foreign to it and I passed up the opportunity. Now, of course, I'm like, wow, in 2019, if I would have taken it seriously, I would have made a few $100 just from posting, because that's what their corporate team was emailing me for. And maybe I would have had a large following. Who knows? Maybe that could have been a really massive thing for me. But you know what? Can't dwell on it, but I will just say it was a missed opportunity that I wish I would have taken at that time. Fast forward to the pandemic. I downloaded TikTok because, just like everybody else, I was confused with life. We're on quarantine mode, whatever. I posted a few videos, and of course, I kept promoting it to my Instagram. So I got maybe like 1,000 followers or so. Nothing crazy, but whatever. But these videos were spread out, like far and few between. They weren't every day. And then I did post one video that went kind of viral. That was about the hills. If any of you guys ever saw that video, I was basically just like reciting Lauren and Heidi's conversation from the hills. And that got me like 5,000 followers. So I was sitting on 6,000 followers on TikTok. That viral video was in the summer of 2020. And then I turned my comments off on TikTok. But I guess at that time, I turned it off in two different settings, two different places, and I didn't remember that recently. So let me explain. I turned off my comments because everyone on TikTok is ruthless. I mean, the bullies are like endless. You're called fat, ugly, a loser, all this kind of stuff all day long. So I was just like, this is so silly. So I had my comments off. And then I posted videos sporadically, nothing too crazy, but from 2020 throughout the whole rest of that year through all of 2021, I posted a couple of videos. A few got a lot of views on it, which gave me about 2,000 followers. So up until, like, I don't know, the other day, I got to 8,000 followers. But now, mind you, let's go back. Like I said, I didn't realize I turned my comments off in two places. So on TikTok, you can, on each individual video, turn comments on or off. So I thought it was as simple as just turning those comments back on. And I was curious, why am I not getting engagement? I should be getting a lot more followers. You know, I posted a ton of videos, but I don't get a single comment on anything. And then I realized literally 3 days ago, I am not kidding, 3 days ago, that turning the comments back on each individual video didn't matter because in my privacy settings, I had comments saved to only me, like only I could comment. So even though comments were on, there is a preference who can comment: anyone, public, friends only, or only me. And I had it set to only me. So even though my comments were on, no one could comment except for me. So 3 days ago, I'm sitting at 8,000 followers on TikTok, just turned my comments on and pretty much started again. And I said, I'm gonna just really go hard on TikTok and try to see how this works if I kind of brand myself. And I now have 14,000 followers. So I gained 6,000 followers in 3 days after having gained 8,000 followers from 2020 all the way up till 3 days ago, till the beginning of 2022. That is how fast you can grow on TikTok if you can pick what your niche is gonna be, provide value on that, give advice, share insight, do whatever you gotta do to talk about that topic and let people engage with you. I swear to God, that comments is the biggest game changer. Of course, people weren't following me because they may have liked my videos, but there was no conversation. And the thing about TikTok that's so different from Instagram that I just realized is that it's such a more engagement-focused app. People use Instagram for inspo. Instagram is almost like a luxurious Pinterest board. People like to follow perfect lives, perfect hair, perfect makeup, perfect fashion, just desired lifestyles and goals. And Instagram is a very curated place. So people go to Instagram for inspo, but people go to TikTok, man, for entertainment, for conversation. They go to TikTok for tips, advice, value, funny videos, laughter, pranks. They go to TikTok ready to communicate with real people. There's no curated feed. I'm on there with no makeup and getting way more likes and comments than I even get on Instagram. Meanwhile, on Instagram, I spent hours taking this photo, doing my hair, doing my makeup, getting the right lighting, getting the right aesthetic, styling, this and that, just to get the perfect Instagram photo. Meanwhile, on TikTok, all you gotta do is share what you're knowledgeable on, share your value, just talk to the camera the way you're talking on FaceTime to a friend, and you're out here blowing up. And if I just judge based on the numbers, like how many followers I just got from how many videos I just put out, if I stay consistent with that for the rest of the week and this weekend, I can guarantee you by the time that this episode is live on Monday, I should have another 10,000 followers. I believe that the numbers are making it look like I can get to 25,000 by Monday. So let's see if that happens. So let me also say that I am a lifer for Instagram. Like, I am a ride or die Instagram girly. And my entire income comes from Instagram. My business is run on Instagram. My influencer marketing is obviously on Instagram. Like, every ounce of my income all stems from promoting and marketing on Instagram. the brand that I'm going to launch soon is all going to be marketed through Instagram, that would definitely not be getting any sales or any customers, whatever, if I didn't have the ability to promote it through Instagram regularly every single day for free. So Instagram is still such an amazing platform that I'm still so grateful for. But I'm not going to lie that this shift has definitely opened my eyes a little bit to see the potential with TikTok. I don't know if it'll ever be Instagram. I'm not sure yet if it's too soon to tell, but what I can say is that there are millionaires coming out of it so quickly. I mean, Instagram definitely didn't produce millionaires until a really long time into their app being launched. I don't think I know the exact time that TikTok was launched, but between 2019, when people heard of it really, to now, you have Charli D'Amelio, what the heck is her name? Addison Rae, all of these girls. I saw a post talking about the multiple millions of dollars that they have generated from 2019 to now. I mean, we're only 2 weeks into 2022, so it's not even like it's been 3 years, it's been 2 years. Multiple millions of dollars in 2 years just from starting their careers on TikTok. And I realized just how fast TikTok really operates. I realized that TikTok is just moving at a speed that I don't think any other app has yet. And that is why creators are loving it so much and kind of transferring over to TikTok, because their audience is forming overnight. And not only are people forming very quick and large audiences, but they are building cult-like audiences. And that is something I really want to stress, because I find that because it's such a vulnerable place where it's not that curated feed I was talking about, people feel through TikTok like they know you. They feel like they are your friend. I think I might have said it in the beginning, but I'll repeat it again now. It's almost as if you're sitting on FaceTime with a friend. They're just listening to your thoughts rather than seeing photos of you. They are hearing the way that you think, the way that you speak. They're hearing your attitudes when you're sassy. They're hearing your happy moments. They're hearing about your hobbies and the things that make you happy. They're hearing about your dating life. And that's predominantly what I have been sharing, is tips on dating, because I just feel like people love to hear that. But I never wanted to make my podcast specifically about dating, so that's why I don't do it too much here. I always like to spread it out, because my podcast is meant to be about all different things that girls can hear and relate to. And I know I got a lot of moms on here. I know I got a lot of married women that are probably like, I don't need to hear about dating. I passed that stage in my life a long time ago. So, you know, I love to talk about dating, but I never wanted to limit myself to that with my podcast. So that's pretty much what I've been doing on TikTok. And you start to see that as you post more videos and just give advice or just talk so vulnerably, the same people come around and comment again and again and again. It's almost like their source of entertainment that used to be television is now all right here in the palm of their hands.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. And use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And I think about it like this, with TV, say The Bachelor, for example, which I stopped watching a while ago. I gave up on that show a while ago. Say that you were an avid Bachelor fan watcher, because they're a show that has that cult-like following. It's only out once a week. So you only get to hear from it and see everything once a week. And then what do you do in the meantime when you don't get to see the show? You're stalking everyone's Instagram page that's part of the cast. You're looking to see if there's any tea, if there's anything coming out. And that's just what a cult-like following does. They want to be entertained by this thing all the time, not just once a week. So now TikTok, these creators that are sharing so vulnerably as a source of entertainment for people, are sharing so vulnerably multiple times a day, every single day. So why watch a show that comes out once a week and then I have to go searching for details if I want to see anything else during the week? Otherwise, if not, I have to just wait till, you know, next Monday or next Tuesday to see what happens next, when I can just watch a creator who likes the things that I like, who I share common interests with, who inspires me or makes me laugh, whatever the case is, and I get to hear from them morning to night, every single day.
And I'm going to make a really bold statement and say that I just don't think Instagram can generate a cult-like platform the way that TikTok can. And a cult-like following is the best type of following, because that means anything that you promote, which I hope that you do with integrity, your audience will be receptive to, because they trust you. They know you, or at least they think they know you. They feel like they are one with you. They share the same thoughts and values and whatever. And I just find that, again, as long as you're promoting it with integrity, make sure that it's something you love, something that you use, you are just going to be such a more successful creator when you have an audience that really, really, really takes your word for every single thing that they hear in their life. And that will generate into sales and performance and results when you are, you know, working with a brand or even launching your own brand, whatever it is that you're trying to put out there. And I know from a small-minded perspective, the word cult has such a negative connotation to it. When you hear cult, you think like bad people, bad things. But I love the idea of that cult-like following, because Ed Milet, who is absolutely amazing. If you don't know who Ed Milet is, he is a world-renowned motivational speaker. He's an author. He's a businessman. He's a serial entrepreneur. He is multimillionaire. Like, he is just absolutely amazing and super successful. And he always says the best leaders build a cult-like following. And these are all people who share one common dream, a big dream. The best leaders sell a big dream. And the best leaders create this cult-like following. And he says the only way to build something great is to instill that belief in people, to sell that big dream to people and build a cult-like following. And I know I keep repeating it, but I just want to make sure you guys understand what that means. Do you believe you have what it takes to do that? Are you that passionate about your beliefs? Are you willing to drive thousands of people to feel the fire that you are fueling? You know, as a great leader, as a great creator, you fuel a fire in people. Like, you get people going, you get people excited. Do you believe you have what it takes to do that on such a large scale that thousands of people are going to follow you wherever you go?
Thousands of people are going to listen to whatever you say. Thousands of people are going to buy whatever product that you're promoting. Do you believe that you have that energy? Are you willing to develop that energy and put it out into the world? More specifically, put it out onto TikTok and create that type of following. Don't even think about your following as a following. Think of your following as a movement. What is your goal here? So like I said, I have been really focusing on dating advice and high standards and all that kind of stuff. Check out my TikTok if you guys have not seen it, because honestly, I have been dropping some gold on there. But think about it as a movement. Don't think of your audience like just a following and, oh yeah, 17,000 people follow me, whatever. Think of it as I have a movement of 17,000 people who share similar values and morals and are so like-minded that we are taking advice all from the same person. This one person tells us everything we need to know about how to raise our standards, how to hold ourselves to a higher standard, how to be more confident with ourselves, so on and so forth. We all have a shared desire to level up in life. And that's what this movement is. This movement is all about, I mean, look at my damn podcast title name, For the Girls. This movement is all about girls raising the bar, setting a higher standard, not accepting the bare minimum, wanting the most out of life, so on and so forth. That is my movement. So looking at this follower count, yes, I'm in awe, like my jaw is hitting the floor, the fact that it's going up by the thousands every day, but it's not necessarily about the idea that 10,000 people are following me, 12,000 people are following me. It's about the idea that I can create a movement here. I can really build a captivated audience and I can really do something great with this account here. And if you want an example on a larger scale, and Mylett uses Apple. You know, think about how many times Apple comes out with a new product, a new phone, a new device, whatever. Every single one of Apple's consumers buy it. I mean, it is so rare that somebody keeps an old iPhone. Sometimes I know a couple people's moms still got the home button on their screen. That's fine. But you guys get the point. Apple comes out with a new phone and everyone goes and buys it. Apple decides to remove a headphone port from their phones, and now everyone is using Bluetooth headphones. There's no more wired headphones. Everything is wireless now with headphones. That's just how their following moves. If Apple's getting rid of a port for headphones with a wire, then why would we have wired headphones? All we're going to do is get AirPods now. All we're going to do is Bluetooth mode. So it is just setting the standard for technology, right? It's setting the norm for technology. Everyone who uses technology at this point that uses Apple is just always up to speed with Apple. Obviously, some people use other companies, whatever, but Apple's people are always up to speed with Apple. So that's like with this on a small scale. You want your people to be always up to speed with you. You want your people to be always on board with whatever next idea or next step you are promoting. And as a creator, what I learned in the past few days is that the key way to really build any size captivated audience is by engaging with them. And my comments being off taught me that. That is for sure. What did I say? I couldn't gain any followers. I mean, I only gained followers because a video went viral. And then, yeah, I posted some videos over a span of nearly 2 full years. So, of course, by default, some followers came through. But I didn't have an audience. No one knew who I was. No one was coming back to my page. They probably just saw the one video on their feed and then followed from it and never looked at my stuff again. So that's not a real following. That's not a real audience. A real audience is a reoccurring audience, an engaged audience, people who know who you are, people who refer to you as a creator that they enjoy. The only way to be on that scale is by talking to people, making people feel included, engaging with them, responding to their questions, making them feel like you are their friend, like you guys know each other. That is such a key ingredient to building that cult-like captivated audience. So I think this is super important because a lot of people want to get so much love on their posts, and especially on Instagram. I see this all the time. I really try to say thank you to everybody who responds to my Instagrams. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I literally post a picture and then put my phone down and walk away from it. So sometimes I don't even really see the comments come through, but whenever I do, I try to be really on top of it and respond to every single comment and say thank you. And you guys can go on my Instagram and you'll see that sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And what I have learned is that that's not going to work. You can't be inconsistent like that. You need to respond all the time. You need to respond to everyone. And I see so many people who never respond to their comments ever, ever, ever. And you're just going to make your audience feel disconnected from you. They're not going to come with you wherever you go because they are just a comment on your picture. You know, they're not an engaged member of your community. So having engaged members of your community is going to come by you being selfless, you spending time engaging back with them and talking to them. So if you're trying to really grow as a creator, you definitely need to make sure that you are prioritizing that. And there we have it. This is not the episode I had planned for this week, but after seeing this, I just couldn't not talk about it. I just had to. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed talking about it. I'm excited to see this growth with TikTok. I actually have some new goals added to my vision board here because now I'm like, I'm opening my eyes a little bit to a couple more things that I didn't see prior to this week. So looking forward to that. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big.